No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Welcome in, everybody, to a Tuesday edition of Birds 365 here on Jacobs Sports. I'm your host, Sander Krause. That's my co-host, Johnny Mack, John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter in town. Johnny Mack, just 9 days away from the NFL draft as we inch closer. How you doing on this Tuesday morning, brother?
Doing well. Rick Saratella Day from the NFL Draft Bible. So we're going to get Rick back on, get him, get his sort of last thoughts as we inch closer to the NFL draft. And some interesting news developing around the league. Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, saw that.
You know, looking for, there's a guy Nick Sirianni loves. Boy, does he love him. And no, he's not coming here. For the morons in the chat who are getting in the wrong. But you can pretend. You can pretend all you like. Have at it. Go call up WIP.
Well, he doesn't. Well, Jalen Ramsey didn't enjoy his time with Vic Fangio, or at least that's what it was perceived by many people in Miami. I don't know if there's that's actually the truth. I don't think Vic or Jalen have ever specifically said
well,
that.
Well, I think he wanted to play. Yeah,
he wanted to play man. I mean,
he wanted to play a little bit more press coverage, but he can do everything. I mean, he's a Hall of Fame player. He can do everything, but it costs too much money, you know, and how he's already said to do something like that with, he was talking, intimating about Myles Garrett, but it applies to TJ Watt, Jalen Ramsey as well. You want to do something like that, you got to do something on the back end, which means cutting and moving on from players. And, you know, anybody can take in, you know, economics class. Anybody could try to learn about the salary cap as much. Or you could sit there and pretend and live in fantasy land. And get mad at Jeff Kerr and get mad at me. And then move on to the next thing.
Well, isn't that part of being? I mean, look, at the end of the day, John.
Come on.
No, again, it's part of being a fan, John. It is.
I try to elevate the conversation. There's plenty of places you can go to get your bullshit. That's my only point. If you want it, it's easy to find.
Well, I'm not saying we have to give it to them, but I'm just saying that fans are going to have, some fans are going to have that, you know, thought product. Remember, this is our work. This is our life. This is our job, John. You know, these people come here. This is their entertainment. This is their hobby, whatever the case may be. If they want to speculate TJ Watt in an Eagles jersey,
they can do whatever they want, but don't expect to be validated with your stupid shit.
Especially not here. That's where I agree with you. You know, we're going to give you the truth here. We're going to.
You should love Xander because he defends you. But you're not getting validated here with your stupid shit. It's easy to get validated. Go there. They'll make you happy. That's my only point. I'm not gonna validate some idiot.
No, I'm not asking you to. I'm not asking you to. I'm just explaining the other perspective on where I do understand the other perspective as well. But Jalen Ramsey is now going to be on the outs. No, he's not going to come to Philly. He didn't like Vic. They didn't get along. He wanted to play more press man, as you heard John say. So I don't anticipate anything happening there. But John, the update on the Eagles top 30 visit front. Is Malachi Starks. Elliot Shore Parks reported that yesterday. I didn't see everybody pick it up, but I do trust Elliot. Malachi Starks is a name we've talked about a lot, a Georgia guy coming in. Obviously, I think the top safety in the draft over Nick Emmanuel. But your thoughts on Malachi Starks, is this a realistic possibility, you think, for this team? I mean, John, they're looking at a lot of safeties, man. I mean, even, even at the Hula Bowl ball, they're meeting with Donovan McMillan. Like they're meeting with a lot of safety. So they clearly have safety in mind. I just didn't believe it was going to come so early in the draft. What do you say?
Yeah, I'm not buying, you know, again, it's you do your due diligence on and you try to, you know, do as much homework on a player that's probably in the conversation for being there at 32. So regardless of the position, but I would still lean heavily towards defensive front, offensive line before safety. But again, you know, we might be talking 2 years down the road and they bring in a player they did their homework on in the draft. They're going to add a safety, though. I mean, that's the one position. There's a couple positions. There's linebacker as well. And you see some of that coming out now. They met the kid from Penn State, more of a day three
Kobe
pick.
Kobe King, I think his name is. Yeah, Kobe King.
Yeah. So, you know, because they need some depth there. And they need more. They want to bring in somebody to compete with Sidney Brown, whatever that looks like, whether it's a draft pick, whether it's Justin Simmons or somebody like that. After the compensatory pick stuff is off the table, which is after the draft, they're going to bring in somebody at safety. But as far as that first pick, wherever that first pick is, whether it's trade up 27, 28, whether it's 32, whether it's trade down 35, 40, I still think that's unlikely. But you want to do your homework on everybody who might be in that realm. And, you know, just because there's the deepest part of this draft, at least at the top, is edge rusher. And just because there's six or seven of them, doesn't mean you're going to like six or seven.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Now, just because the group thing is out there and say, well, just take the next edge rusher. Well, if you don't like the next edge rusher, you shouldn't take the next edge rusher. And then you maybe shift toward interior defensive line and a player you do like, or maybe you shift to offensive line and a player you do like, or maybe you shift to a safety and a player you do like if you like that player. That's why you do all the homework. But I think if you're playing the odds, it remains defensive front is the heavy favorite for that first pick. And then probably offensive line and then probably the outliers.
Yeah, we'll see what they end up doing.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
There, but they have the top 30 visits are building up. But you know, I understand your thought process there on the safety. I just had a hard time believing that the team would spend a first round. I mean, look at what they just did with Gardner Johnson. I know you're getting a more cost-effective deal with a first rounder, but it is a first rounder. Like if you can get productive play out of an edge rusher there, let's just for the sake of the combo versus Malachi Starks. Let's say you take Ezeraku or somebody like that at third or wherever in the first round, or you take Starks and both of those players pan out. The Eagles are going to get obviously a ton more value out of the edge rusher position because of how much they make money wise. And with the way their contract or their roster is built, doesn't that make the most sense? Again, it has to work out. The players have to be there, but that's why I've been so hesitant on believing that they're going to draft a safety in the first round.
Well, yeah, that's because you're playing the odds. That's, you know, it's very similar to what Tom Brady talks about playing quarterback position and play calling. What are you doing? You're playing the odds. That's right. It. That's it. Right. You know, but if you like Ezeraku and he's not there, and you don't like Skowerton, you did homework, and I'm not saying they don't, but if that's the case, you don't want to take him just because he's an edge rusher and just because everybody else thinks he's better. You know, Jeffrey Lurie said something about, you know, you can't worry about being popular. Can't worry about it. If you do that, because you know, if you do something unconventional, you're going to get shit upon.
Right.
You know? Happens all the time in the draft. If you know, if you dared say Jaden Daniels is better than Caleb Williams last year, you get shit upon. Where are those people 12 months later? You know, not that it's always going to work out.
Yeah, I know what you're saying though, but you can't use that as a premise for approach and philosophy.
And yeah,
yeah.
So if you have that cluster, the Eagles always have. I explained a cluster of players. They have a cluster of players they want. Wherever they're going to pick at the end of the first round, they're going to have a group of about five players, could be a little bit more, could be a little bit less, and they're going to want that particular player, one of that group. And if one of that group is not available, like, you know, if you look at Stewart, the kid from Texas A&M, now he's one of those guys that has crazy, some people love him, some people dislike him. That's the whole thing of this draft, and we'll talk about that with Rick. But, you know, there's such a dichotomy of views on particular players, or James Pierce or Walter Nolan, or players like this. Maybe you don't like them if you're in an NFL team. Obviously, there's going to be a bunch of NFL teams who pass on players like that.
Right.
Not everybody, because you might see a certain draft name that you like or you think is good. Not every NFL team's going to agree with that person. But if you're playing the odds, there's more good players on the defensive front than anywhere else, and it's a heavy need for the Eagles. So it matches up. So that's all we're doing. You're playing the odds. But if they don't like these players, they don't like these players. And if they like Malachi Starks, well, then you take them. It's like, you know, we always say for years, and how he proved it finally, said, well, he's not going to pay a running back. He's not going to pay an off-ball linebacker. Right up until he did. And you saw the impact. Now, in theory, are you going to get more value out of a edge rusher than a running back, typically? Yes. Are you going to get more value out of a defensive tackle than an off-ball linebacker, both monetarily, length of contract, impact? Normally, yes. But there are certain players where that turns out to be no, and they're outliers. But the Eagles, the best team in Eagles history, had two first-team All-Pros, had a bunch of All-Pros,
right,
but two first-team All-Pros, running back, linebacker. And that, yeah, most impactful player on offense, most impactful player on defense at outlier positions, which is rare.
Right. You're not always going to get those players, but it does show you that they're willing to bend what they do, you know, if necessary or if it's called for.
Exactly. So, I say all that to explain the process that they go through, but, you know, I don't think they're taking Malachi Starks either in the first round. But why do I think that? I'm just playing the odds.
Right.
You know, in the building, they may be head over heels in love with that kid. You never know.
I still would have a hard time believing they would spend the first round pick on him. But again, like you said, if you don't like, if six edge rushers go and you don't love the seventh, yeah, that's what you do. I get it.
Remember, it's also 32. Like if you're saying it's nine, yeah, I'm with you 1,000%. It's 32. So would you take a safety at 33? Yes. Would you take anything at 33? Yes. So ultimately, what's the difference between 32 and 33?
we'll see what ends up happening there. Interesting stuff, though, that Malachi was in for a visit. We'll see. Skidmarks checks in on a super chat. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. He says, happy Easter, guys. J-Mac, why do you think that this draft class is so weak compared to the last four or five drafts? I'll just jump and just say COVID. I think COVID ended. I mean, everybody got the extra year of eligibility. It changed up college football a lot. That's my perspective. John, your response?
Well, just because of the personnel people I talk to, they're not enthralled by it. It's not only me. I just saw when Albert Breer was talking about Jalen Ramsey this morning, there was a clip and he was saying exactly that.
Right.
You know, guys, he's talking. The people in the league don't think it's a strong draft. That, you know, it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what they think. And they don't think it's a strong draft. Now, they think there's more value in that late day one and day two, where you can get starters. Daniel Jeremiah used that term. He said the same thing as well. It's a starter draft. It's not a star draft. So the top 10 people are like, shit, I'm not going to get value on my top 10 pick. And, you know, the Eagles, if you ever want to pick 32, this is probably the year. You never. I mean, you always want to pick 32 because you want to win the Super Bowl. But you don't expect to get impact players versus anywhere near the top 10. This year, it's a lot closer than it typically is. And this year, there's going to be more value at the end of the first round and the second round because the top of the first round is not knocking people over. That's, you know, doesn't mean there's not going to be good players. I'm sure there are, but there's so much, you know, we talk about Travis Hunter. So Rick Saratella's got him ranked number one overall. I think the kid's phenomenal from a talent standpoint. Where's he going to play? Rick's got him as a cornerback. DJ's got him as a wide receiver. Is he going to play both? Do people really think he's going to play both?
What do you think he's going to be? I got corner.
I think corner makes more sense, but I think more teams are looking at him as a wide receiver.
Interesting.
And it's a poor wide receiver draft compared to what we're used to, what we've gotten used to over the past couple of years. And some of, you know, two of the best players in this draft are Tyler Warren, the tight end, which typically you don't want to take that high, and Ashton Jeanty, the running back, which you typically right. don't want to take that high. So, and, you know, it's very rare you get to this late in the process and there hasn't been any trades in the first round. And I'm going to ask, Howie's having a pre-draft press conference today.
Oh, is he? What time is that?
Not official yet. Probably 1:30-ish, but who knows? Could be, you know. Yeah,
never know with Howie. That's a big update, though, for the people who are waiting for an update. So Howie Roseman, Eagles general manager, will speak today at some point.
Yeah, it's like the president. Yeah, he might show up when he shows up.
Goes up on his time, whatever the hell he wants. Talks about whatever the heck he wants to talk about.
But yeah, I'm going to ask him about that. What if that says anything? He's not going to give anything away, but you know, you got to go through the process and all that kind of stuff. But
hey, John, Howie's been what this season, what this offseason, as we've talked about on the show.
Yeah, it's been very honest
honest. I think you'll get something out of him today.
Maybe. We'll see. It drafts a little bit different.
Yeah, you got to play gamesmanship a little bit. Yeah. So we'll see what they do there. Skidmarks, appreciate your super chat. I'm going to ask Rick Saratella this question as well and get his perspective. Maybe he doesn't agree at all, but I will ask him that when he joins us. We're going to talk to Rick Saratella now, at Rick Saratella, author of the NFL Draft Bible. He just sent me it, and boy, is it good. Let's get to Rick Saratella right now